Everybody would mute their. Okay. Good afternoon. Great afternoon. This is truly the day that our God has made, and I am thankful that we're together again on a Friday. It seems like the week goes by so fast, but I'm glad we're here. We're able to see this day, August 5th, 2022. And I just want to get right into the word of inspiration on today. But before I do that, I'm going to pray over the word. Father, as always, we give you praise and we thank you. We thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to come together as a family, oh God, and to hear what you have to say to us. And we thank you because not only to hear what you have to say, but also to receive it, God. And so I ask in the name of Jesus that you will use me as I surrender my mind, my spirit totally to you in the name of Jesus. Speak through me. And I pray that those that are listening or that will hear the replay will receive what you have to say. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I am thankful that each of you have joined in on today. I just want to say this, and that is that God is extending to us an invitation to sit quietly before him and to reflect on his word, to allow the word to get into our hearts. And I'm reminded of the scripture where David said over in Psalm 119 and 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And I've come to realize that spending time with God is vital. It's vital for our spiritual growth. And as I was meditating on what to share on today, I was reminded of how God called Moses to spend 40 days and nights with him in the mountain, and how he also called Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days. And I believe that God is calling us to a place of spiritual solitude where he can speak clearly to us. In reality, I understand that many of us do not have the ability to abandon our lives. You know, we have jobs, we have certain requirements of life that 40 days being in alone with God is almost impossible. But what I know is that God wants us to designate a time where we can step away for a while and be alone with God. We may not be able to give up 40 days and 40 nights, but we can step away and designate some time with God. And God is speaking. And if we would just listen, I'm reminded of Revelation, the second chapter in verse number 7, where it says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. So in other words, hear what God is saying to you. He desires that you know him intimately, but oftentimes we allow distractions to get in our way to take us away from our God time. So as I was meditating on what to share, this is what the Holy Spirit placed in my heart. But then he also reminded me of a book that I have, a friend of mine had written, and it's entitled Letters to the Beloved. And what it is that she had fasted and she prayed, and the Lord led her to write this book, and they are love letters from God to us. And God reminded me of one of the love letters that I have read in her book. And this particular love letter I'm going to share with you on today. And we're going to just talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to go right into prayer. But God is desiring that we spend some time with him and that we really get to know him, not just about him, but really know him. And the love letter that I'm going to share with you on today is, do you really know me? Do you really know me? And it reads, it is not that I do not appreciate your gifts or the work you do for me. In fact, it is because of your work that many things are accomplished on my behalf. Your work has provided for many needs, and gifts have been a demonstration of your thoughtfulness and consideration. But it is not only your gifts that I want. I want you to spend time with me. I want you to get to know me. I want to simply enjoy your presence while you enjoy mine. I want us to spend time in fellowship together. As you continue to come and lay more gifts at my feet with the expectation that I will be impressed, you should know that I want you more than the gifts you bring. That's good right there. I'm going to read that again. As you continue to come and lay more gifts at my feet with the expectation that I will be impressed, you should know that I want you more than the gifts you bring. Then she goes on and writes, you may possibly give everything that you have, but without your deepest heartfelt affection, it means nothing. Please don't do good and charitable deeds for me so that others may see and applaud you. It must not be said that you have done so because of me. And yet you do not even know me in an intimate way. Wow, that's deep right there. Then she goes on and says, you should not do things for me with a selfish motive. I want your motivation to be love, since all I do for you is for love's sake. I want to be the source of your joy and the foundation of all that brings you pleasure. I want to be your greatest delight. I want you to be glad because you are known of me. Getting to know me is the greatest of all that you can do for me, and the greatest of all your actions may actions on my behalf with love, God. So this is a letter from God to us. And I love this letter because it simply says, you know what? Do you really know me? I want to make sure that you know me. The things that you are doing for me, are you doing it to be seen or you're doing it because you love me? Why are you doing what you're doing? So God wants us to make sure that we know him. He wants to make sure that we spend quality time with him. I'm reminded of the scripture over in Matthew, the second chapter, and verse 22 and 23. And many of you may be familiar with it. I think I might have even taught from it. But what the Bible says, and I'm going to read from the Amplified version. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And then I will say to them openly, publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands. So we want to make sure that our hearts are pure, that when we do things for God, that we're doing it with a pure heart. We want to make sure that we are spending quality time with the Father. We want to make sure that we actually know him. Does God know you and do you know God? Does God know you and do you know God? I encourage you to know God. We want to have favor with him. We can imagine ourselves as one that God will promote and elevate above our peers, but we want to make sure that God is happy with us. So this word of encouragement on today, this word of inspiration, is simply encouraging you to get to know him in a different manner. Get to spend some quality time with him. God wants to know us in another way. It's not enough for us just to say that I know of him, but it's important that we know him. It's not enough for us to do these great things for other people, but are you doing it with a pure heart? So this is the word of inspiration on today. It's a word of encouragement. It's a word to encourage you to get closer to God. It's a word to inspire us to spend more time with him. Just like I said earlier, Moses had 40 days. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights. We may not have the luxury of able to shut everything down in our lives and able to spend 40 days and 40 nights with God. But what he wants us to do is spend some time with him. We have time that we can spend. We're spending a lot of time maybe watching TV or doing other things where we can set time, carve out time for him every single day. Whatever time it is, whether it's 30 minutes, you could even carve out an hour if we're honest. Carve out some time. I challenge you to carve out some time. You know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I challenge each and every one of us to carve out time the next 40 days, No, we're not going to do it continually, but for the next 40 days, I challenge you to carve out some time with God. For the next 40 days, you spend time, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it's in the afternoon, let it just be you and God, and watch what he's going to say to you. Keep your ears open. Keep your heart open to hear from him, because he wants to make sure that you know him. So I encourage all of us, including myself, I'm going to do this challenge for 40 days. Carve out quality time with God. This quality time means talking to him. This quality time means reading his word. This quality time, find a book in the Bible that you can study. A book in the Bible, whether it's Matthew, whether it's Mark, Luke, or John. I always say John is a good book because it's kind of compiled. It has Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So do John. You study John for the next 40 days. Challenge yourself to get closer to God. This is the word of inspiration on today. And I know it was a little different than our usual word of inspiration, but this is how I was led to share on today. So I pray that you will carve out, as the Holy Spirit just gave me, carve out 40 days from today, maybe starting tomorrow, spending time with God and allowing God to speak to you. Find a book in the Bible that you may be interested in. Maybe it might be Ruth. It may be, as far as the book of Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, find you a book and you study that book for the next 40 days. And while you're studying that book, open up your heart to hear what God is speaking to you. There is a word that he has for you. Whatever you pray about and you ask God what book you want me to study, you study that book, God is going to give you a revelation through that book in the Bible. This is the word of inspiration on today. I pray that you were inspired. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you were encouraged to get closer to the Father. There's so much that's going on in this world right now, and we need to make sure, like never before, that we have a relationship with him. There's so much confusion. There's so many diseases out here. We need to make sure that we cover ourselves in prayer, cover ourselves in the word, and make sure that we have a relationship with the Father. This is today's word of inspiration. Again, I pray that it has inspired you, and I pray that it has blessed you. And I thank God for what he is doing and what he's going to do in your life these next 40 days. I pray that you will take this challenge. I pray that you will take this challenge and get closer to God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you. We give you all the glory on today. We thank you for allowing us to come together yet again on this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are thankful that you allowed us to experience this day, August 5th, 2022. We are thankful that you breathe life into us. We're thankful that you've allowed us to have use and activities of our limbs. We're thankful that we can think. We're thankful that we can move, oh God, and that we have our being. God, we are thankful. Things could have been a different way, but God, you saw fit that we should live and not die. So Father, we say thank you. We give you all praise on today. We know, God, that there is nobody like you. And so because of who you are, we take the time to say thank you. We take the time to love on you. We take the time to worship you. We acknowledge you as God. You are the God that reign in our lives. You are the God that reign over our lives. You even reign over this universe. You are the true and you are the living God. You are the creator of this world. And Father, we say once again, thank you, because you do all things well. And Father, you knew each and every one of us before we even came into an existence of this world. And God, you knew, oh God, what who we would be and how would we be. And God, we say thank you. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Thank you for ordering our steps, God. Thank you for guiding us, God. Thank you for holding our hands, God, throughout the years, God. We say thank you. We know, oh God, that you've been good to us. God, all of us have had challenges in our lives, but God, if we are all honest, we can say, God, you've been good. You provided for every one of us. You turn things around for every one of us. God, you keep a roof over our heads. And God, we say thank you. You allow us to have food, oh God, on our table. God, we say thank you. We have reasonable health, God. God, we say thank you. We know you as a healer. God, you've healed many of our bodies, oh God, through afflictions. God, we say thank you. We know that you have kept us. You've kept our minds, oh God, even when we didn't think our minds could be kept. God, we say thank you. When we thought we would lose it, God, you've kept us. And God, we say thank you. You turn things around in our favor. God, we say thank you. You allow us to work for a company, oh God, that puts you first. God, we say thank you. God, we give thanks in all things because this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. God, when we think about all the great things that you have done, we cannot help but to say thank you. God, we honor you and we bless you and we give you glory for being our shield. We give you glory for being our protector. We thank you, oh God, for being the lifter up of our heads. Father, we magnify you. We even give you thanks, oh God, for mending any broken hearts, God. We know, oh God, that you are a mender. You are a mender of our soul. You've been a mender of our broken hearts. And God, if there's anyone who has a broken heart right now, God, who is listening to this prayer, I pray, oh God, that you will mend their hearts right now. God, is there anything too hard for you? God, there's nothing too hard for you. You told us in your word, if we cast our cares upon you because you care. And so God, we're giving it over to you. So whatever they're dealing with, God, as they give it to you, oh God, prove to them once again, oh God, that you can do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that they can ever ask or think in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks for the word of inspiration that you gave me to share with your people. God, we're going to make room for you, oh God. We're going to make room for you. We're going to get out of the way. We're going to commit our ways to you, oh God. We're going to commit, oh God. I'm going to commit, oh God, time with you. God, time the next 40 days, oh God, quality time with you, oh God. Oftentimes we get busy, but Father, I pray, oh God, that we will not allow the distractions in life to tear us away from you, oh God, from hearing what you want to say to us, from doing what you want to do through us, God. We will not allow the distractions of life. We will not be lazy. We will not be distracted, but we will be focused in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as they pray and ask what book you want them to study in the Bible, I pray that you will give them a revelation, that you will guide them, oh God, on what book to study. And even as they begin to study, God, for the next 40 days, I believe, God, that you will give them a revelation, oh God, that only you can give. You speak to them, oh God. You speak to their needs through your word, oh God, because your word is alive. Your word is powerful. It's more active than any two-edged sword, God, piercing asunder, which lets us know, oh God, that your word, oh God, will pierce us. Your word, oh God, will direct us. Your word, oh God, will heal us. Your word, oh God, will correct us. Your word, oh God, will lead us. Father, I pray that your word will lead your people, oh God, as they study, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for your promises. I thank you for your word because your promises are yea, and we say amen to every one of your promises. Father, we thank you for being Jehovah, for being our provider, Jehovah Jireh. God, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. This is your word. And you said in your word that you will not withhold any good thing from us. So Father, we say thank you because we know that you have kept us, you have provided for us. And so we give you praise. And if there's anybody on this line, oh God, who has a need, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will show yourself once again to be that need, oh God, that that one who will provide that need, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need may be, God, as they give it to you, God, you provide the need in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, because we know that we have a promise through your word, just like you promised Abraham that you will provide a lamb, oh God, and he stood on your promises. He walked in faith like we talked about last week, and because of his faith and your promises in him, God, it came to pass. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for your promises that shall come to pass, the promises that you made through your word, the promises that you made to them individually. God, they shall come to pass. We may be waiting for them, but God, just like Abraham, it took a while, but while we're waiting, we're going to trust you, oh God, because your word, oh God, is true. Your word shall come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we honor you. God, I ask right now that you will continue to order our steps, that you will be with us, even for those of us that will take the challenge on this for the next 40 days. I pray, God, that you will strengthen them. I pray, oh God, that you will give them, oh God, what they need. I pray that they will have a desire to even get closer to you and to have an understanding of your word and want to know who you are even more, God. This is my prayer, God. Thank you, oh God, for being our living hope. God, I thank you. We don't have to live with the dead hope. We don't have to live with things as our hope, but you, God, are our living hope because Jesus is alive. Thank you, God, because Jesus got up on the third day, because we, his people, his children have, we have, oh God, we have this hope. But as 1 Peter 1:3, thank you, God, reminds us that we have a living hope, and that hope is alive, and that hope is Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. I thank you for the living hope in Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, for the body of Christ. I pray, oh God, for every leader, God. I pray for everyone in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, even as I close this prayer, I pray, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. I pray, oh God, for every company that we represent, oh God. I pray for everyone who has a policy with us, oh God. I pray that you will be their shield. I pray that you will cover them. I pray that your anointing will fall fresh on them if they do not know you and the pardon of their sins. Father, I pray, God, that you will send someone their way, oh God, to invite them to Jesus, oh God. Use us, oh God, to be that person, to be that individual that will invite someone to Jesus, God. Father, this is my prayer. I pray that your anointing will fall fresh, oh God, on Pierce Insurance. Allow your angels to be encamped around about every single person, God, in the name of Jesus, that is connected in any way. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for the favor that you have given us. We thank you for every open door and even closed doors, because every open door is of you, Father, and we say thank you. And even the closed doors, we may not understand why they're closed, but all things work together for the good of them and who are the called according to your purpose. You, oh God, order our steps. Father, we thank you and we honor you. Father, as always, we bless your name. And Father, I even pray for those who do not know you and the pardon of their sins. I pray, God, that they will want to know you. I pray, God, that they will know you, God, as their living hope. I pray for every person who does not know you will hear of you, oh God, and have a love for you, oh God. Show mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them see your power. Let them feel your salvation, Father. Father, this is my prayer on today. Father, you even said in your word that you wish that none would perish. So, Father, we intercede for those who are lost right now in the name of Jesus, that they may find you, oh God, and that they will not only find you, but have a relationship with you. And God, I pray that we, oh God, will grow closer to you and have that relationship that we need to have with you, oh God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mm.